Gates, Biden's embrace of the neo-Marxism of the Black Lives Matter movement helping Trump with his panic vote. By Trent Baker on September 27, 2020. During Sunday's broadcast of New York WABC 770 AM Radio's The Cats Roundtable, Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, discussed the 2020 presidential election in the state of Florida. Gaetz told host John Katsimatidis that Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his running mate Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, embracing the neo-Marxism of the Black Lives Matter movement is a key factor in changing the Hispanic vote into President Donald Trump's favor. Florida is a state that the president has to win in order to have any real shot at the Electoral College. He won the state by 130,000 votes last time. And John, there are two key dynamics that are really creating a lot of momentum for the president in Florida. First is the change in the Hispanic vote. I think as we see Joe Biden and Kamala Harris embrace the neo-Marxism of the Black Lives Matter movement, you start to see more and more, particularly working class, Hispanics move away from the Democrat Party. He explained the burning down of buildings and destruction seen during the violent protests is a turnoff for Hispanics, who he said like to build churches, families and strong communities. Second, there is something going on with voter registration for Republicans, Gaetz continued. And I think it may have something to do with the abandonment of the Democrats in the Biden campaign of door-to-door, good old-fashioned, shoe-leather campaigning. The Biden campaign and the Democrats are so paralyzed over their coronavirus fears that they don't do the work now that they did when Barack Obama was running for president, to get out there and beat the Bushes for votes. With Republicans doing that and Democrats not doing that, Democrats have gone from about a 400,000 vote registration advantage in Florida to only about a 200,000 vote registration advantage in Florida. So, if we can win facing a 400,000 registration deficit in 2016, it's in fact looking like the president could win Florida even more in this upcoming election. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.